I'm very, 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 very glad to be joined here by Mania Akbari. Thank you, Anya, Mania, for being with us. And you're here, like, let's cut it short because I want to go straight direction into our conversation. You're here with a beautiful film that I had the pleasure to see, co-directed with Mark Cousins, and it's called Life May Be. So, first little question, can you just tell us how the film started and how it was conceived?
Yeah. The film is a series of cinema letters between Mark Cousins and I. These letters deliver the image of art, emotion, and culture between two people, Mark and I. Each of us positions ourselves as both reader and writer. Through this conversation, Mark and I discuss and share our opinions about the relationship between the human body and many different aspects of modern society, such as religion, politics, and art. But the focus is not Mark and I. We are a metaphor, and these letters open up a space just like a triangle. Mark, the audience, and I are each corner of this triangle. Our life memories and our body appearances fill up the space inside this triangle. And in my belief, he's an artist, Mark Cousins, with a deep and wide point of view, honestly. I believe his writer transfer clear images to the audience, and therefore his pen acts just like a camera, and the paper that he writes on becomes the silver screening of the cinema. His writing had an influence on me, and these letters shape the concept of the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. You speak about this influence. In fact, it's a beautiful kind of a filmic correspondence, you know? It's like the letter that influences you, and it goes back and forth. And I really wonder, whilst watching the film, how this sort of correspondence came to be. So the letters, what kind of started everything? You know, what was the moment? Was it actually Mark's review or something else?
The first, Mark sent the link with password in the Vimeo in the cinema letters. We had no draft of what to say, what to respond. We had no wait for each other letters to write a response. The beauty was in the fact that you didn't know what perspective you may face before opening the letter. Mm-hmm. And I enjoyed a lot, and however, it was a process of experiencing enjoyment and pain also. Because just like a psychotherapy, this conversation brought up many difficult memories.
Yeah, exactly. There's always this sort of pain, which becomes from something universal to them personal, you know? We get to know both of you in a personal level, and you wouldn't expect at the beginning of the, you know, of the film, but then actually we drive into your feelings as human beings and your bodies as well. So how important it was for you this shift through the film from universal to personal?
Honestly, it was very important in this film, patience. When you send a response to the letter, after that, everything was about patience. You have to wait to hear other person's perspective. And when you get their response, you may be faced with things about yourself that you were not aware. Overall, this communication developed a collection of our awareness and unknown parts of your life and my life too. I believe this is the start of creating art, honestly. And any departure, any estrangement, any loss is yourself erasing from the pain with new meaning and content in this kind of film. And as an artist, my daily life is not separate from my art way. And I really don't know, do I live to make art, or am I an artist who is trying to live? Mm-hmm. I believe that finding the answer to many questions in this kind of film, because you can try find yourself, and you can try to find everything in your past, in your memory, in your country, in your because you want to continue mm-hmm. your art way and your life too.
It's really it's really rebreathing art during the film, and not only because of the poetry, both visual and written, that we actually get to develop and understand during the film, but also art as a sort of cathartic moment. You know, you go to museums when you visit new cities, and you create these new meanings of already made art, and then you kind of elaborate new meanings for Mark, and then Mark as well. You know, when he goes and visits all over around the world, there's a beautiful moment when he goes to the monument, and he creates new meanings of the monument as well, and then he brings it to you. So, is that the kind of idea of art and poetry? So even the visual part, it was very difficult for you to kind of create it, and maybe also as the final project, as the final kind of cut in the editing part, like how the kind of role of art came about.
Art is a difficult, and Mercedes wrote for me, honestly. you have to lose a lot to arrive at to new meaning, and to a course, as you open each layer, more and more question arise, and was not easy, and art is never easy.
And just to conclude, I'm very curious to see now what's going to be happening in your filmic career, you know, with new projects. I know I talked to you earlier, and I know that you've been around, you know, in Sao Paulo. Now you're here for one day and then off again. So what's going to happen when you're back in London?
I want to continue Cinema Letters with other artists. Mm-hmm. What happened when two people met? Sometimes people simply pass each other, but sometimes there is a dialogue in the language of art, life, and love, and in the language of body and of soul, of pain and passion. Mm. This is my next project. I want to create cinematic correspondences between artists. I want to share many secret subjects with people. The things that people normally keep hidden, I don't have any private life. Honestly, what is privacy in today's reality? What is the border between me and the audience? This is my conversation. This is my art way.
And that was a beautiful conversation with us as well. Thank you very much, Mania, for being with us. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.